This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Of course, just about everybody is talking today about the New England Patriots' amazing last-second Super Bowl victory over Seattle last night, and so will we. But first, we're going to talk about snow. Lots of snow. It's been the snowiest 7 days in Boston's recorded history. And joining us now is WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. Hi, David.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Fine. I find that amazing. The snowiest 7 days in Boston history. Really?
Yeah, you know, records go back to the late 1800s, and when you look at all the seven-day periods, this is the snowiest one. And that's amazing because, you know, you think you had the blizzard of 78, you had a huge snowstorm in 1969 that lasted 100 hours. We had the big storms in the mid-90s, 95, 96. So, yeah, this is quite the seven-day period. And if the models are any indication, we're not done just yet.
Oh, boy. Well, give us a sense of what this storm is doing right now and where it's hitting the hardest.
Well, we said generally 12 to 15 inches. I think we'll probably have to up that in a few places to 18 inches. So, you know, because we didn't see the changeover go quite as far north, so that kept the snow just a little bit fluffier. So I'm not sure anyone's going to quibble over 15 to 18 inches, but that's generally what we're going to see, 12 to 18 inches. I think that includes Boston. Boston Logan Airport reporting 10 inches right now. We'll definitely get another 2 inches, so that will put them at 12. How much over that we get might be 13 or 14 inches by the time the storm's done. And you combine that with the big storm we just had a week ago, it's a pretty amazing period that we're going through.
Right. And so the snow is still coming down. So for folks who are commuting home later this evening, later this afternoon, it's probably going to be a little challenging out there. When can we expect the snow to start tapering off? Or has it already started to taper off?
So in some ways it started to taper off, but we do have some what we call banding around the area. So now what we've got to watch are these bands of heavy snow that move in and then move out. So at times it's going to snow almost as hard as it was this morning. For example, right now we're noticing a very heavy band of snow right from the city of Boston down through Brookline, southwest through Natick, Sherburn, Medway, and on to northern Rhode Island, snowing at 1, perhaps 2 inches an hour right now. So that's going to add to the current totals. I think the whole thing winds down between 7 and 10 o'clock. The Cape will probably end between 11 o'clock this evening, so a little bit later. But Boston should shut down completely, 100%, right around the 10 o'clock hour. You got to give me about 30 minutes either side of that.
Okay. Now, did I hear you correctly, that there's more snow coming?
Well, there's more snow coming after this storm. Yeah, I mean, the models do show a continued very active pattern. So whether or not we get the Friday storm or not, one of the models does have another snowstorm in here Friday, then perhaps another one sometime next week. But what we notice is there's just no change in the pattern. So whether or not we get the Friday storm, it's just that New England is sitting in the storm track, and some of these storms are going to continue to hit us until the storm track changes. This is the pattern we've got, cold and snowy.
All right, cold and snowy. That's the word from WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. David, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Anthony.